grow your career through media. And welcome to another episode of Career Spotlight Series, where we sit down with people who have basked in the glow of success in their career field and want to let the masses know how they did it. In this session, we will be covering the field of search engine optimization. You're listening to Alexandra Elizabeth, and I'm sitting here with John Anderson, who is the CEO and founder of Web Analytics Media. Thanks for joining me today. So I guess to start the interview off, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Sure, Alexandra. My background is I used to have a finance company. I'm a 30-something entrepreneur individual who wanted to not have to work for anybody else. That became one of the goals of my life. And started the company about 7 years ago. I saw that the internet was growing very quickly, and you know, people in my age demographic, you know, understood it best, and there were some opportunities to help, you know, small businesses and medium-sized businesses go on the internet, expand their brand presence.
Okay, so I guess going to your most recent venture, can you tell us a little bit about Web Analytics Media?
Sure. Web Analytics Media has three businesses. The first business is web development, where we make, saying websites is an understatement, but we make web applications for businesses, not your typical, you know, website that you would see for like a mom and pop store. We design applications. They could be social media applications, they could be databases, they could be web apps, mobile apps, stuff for the iPad, so on and so forth. We can design anything from scratch based upon the business needs. The last application that we made a dating application for a client to make it from the web onto mobile apps. So that's one part of our business. The other part of our business is search engine optimization. Search engine optimization is helping clients rank highly on the organic search listings, Google, Yahoo, MSN, mostly Google, because they have about 70% of the market. So a client comes to us and they want to get higher on the organic rankings. So we develop a program for them to increase their brand visibility on the internet. It takes time and effort. And usually we see a positive ROI for our clients in about 12 months. Typically it takes about 12 to 18 months to get off the first page of Google. And then there's always ongoing maintenance. We help clients in all different verticals. We have a client in the accounting vertical who ranks for accounting outsourcing. We have clients in the real estate for real estate agent on New York. We have clients that rank for tutoring. Dating, so it goes from local businesses to national brands as well.
Sounds good. So I guess, can you tell us a little bit, like, how does your typical day look like? Like, how does the SEO work?
The SEO works is, usually we take on a client and we try to understand what their goals are, what their business process is. The first step is, you know, for any service type business, which is important for all your listeners to know, is making sure that the client's expectation is similar to what's actually possible. You know, you never want to be in a position in business where the client thinks that they're going to pay, you know, a very little bit amount of money to gain, you know, a huge return. So, you know, first is trying to understand, you know, where they are, where they want to be, and, you know, how can we get them to achieve that result. So we look at their website, we see, you know, where their current rankings are, where they're positioned in the marketplace, how their brand is. Is their website optimized? So before you could really start trying to get them to rank, we need to make sure that they have the correct infrastructure on their website. And we go through the code of their website, what the content is, making sure that the content matches up to what they want to rank for, and then we may have to reprogram their website so that it's read easily by the search engines. So that's the first step. That usually takes you know, anywhere from 15 to 60 days, depending on the client and how responsive they are. And after that, we have a monthly campaign where we're trying to aggressively create content, get that content listed on other sites so we can get links back for our clients. So that they could be known by the search engines as being authoritative. So we basically redevelop all our clients, like branding and marketing strategy, getting their marketing departments to think about how to create content that people want to read about their business. And it's applicable for every kind of business, whether it's an accounting company or a dating site. You know, every business has marketing materials they could use for their audience. Obviously, there's different materials for and press that we would want to use for an accounting company versus a dating or a company that sells sofas. But they all want to do the same thing. They all want to basically find people and be presented in front of them who are looking for their service. So we develop plans for that.
Sounds good. So I guess my next question would be, how many employees did you have, and about how many clients did you guys take on?
We have about 30 clients and about 10 employees, four employees that are in New York, six full-time employees overseas, plus we have contractors, 1099 people that we use, probably about 35 people on a given basis.
Okay. And I guess, did you have any relative experience before you created
this? I had no experience in this industry prior to starting, which is always challenging, but, you know, you always kind of learn on the fly. I have general business experience, and obviously, you know, the first couple of clients that we had, it wasn't that they didn't get good results, it was that it was a learning curve of really how to manage the client and how to set everything up so that the engagement could, you know, be successful. Kind of how I mentioned prior, is the most important thing in any type of engagement is to make sure that both parties are on the same page and the expectations are laid out. So once we went through that process a couple of times and probably gave clients more value than they paid for, we kind of figured out how to adjust our pricing and the expectations up front so that we could both achieve maximum value for ourselves and for our clients.
Okay. You also mentioned basic business knowledge. I guess, do you want to talk about your education background?
Sure. I have a degree in finance from Albany, and I worked in Wall Street selling stocks for 2 years, where I didn't really like what I did, but the good thing about it was I was able to learn about different businesses, you know, how profit and loss works, what industries are good, what margins are good. So you're able to get an overview of, you know, different companies and kind of how they work and how they sell, and that helped me figure out the pricing and the operational strategy for a company.
Okay, so not liking working on Wall Street, do you think that motivated you to start Web Analytics Media?
Yeah, I mean, I think it did motivate. I think the one thing that I learned, you know, a lot of people always say, you know, your first job out of school, maybe that tells you what you don't want to do as opposed to what you want to do sometimes, because, you know, we all graduate college, we don't know where it's going to lead. So working on Wall Street, it made me think that the one thing that I knew for certain was that I wasn't really capable of working for anybody else. It just wasn't my style. So once I knew that, I just tried to figure out, you know, what niche I could do, and based upon, you know, what capital resources I had to make it happen.
Okay. And is it difficult to manage an offshore team?
Yeah, I think it's difficult to manage any sort of team. I think, you know, whether the people are in your office or outside of your office, I mean, once they're outside of your office, it forces you to be more organized. I actually would go as far as to say I think it's easier to manage a team remotely than it is to manage a team in your office, because, you know, you have to be more organized to have remote people. You have to have process documents, you have to have a plan in place, everything needs to be in writing, and sometimes when we have people sit next to us, we're lazy, and we just say, you know, we use it as a crutch, oh, can you help me do this, or can you do that, and we don't really have a process in place. It is harder to manage offshore remote versus, you know, regular U.S. remote, just because of the different cultural differences. I've managed teams in India, Philippines, and Costa Rica, and I think the easiest one has been Costa Rica, because the culture is more similar to that of the U.S. In India, you know, you have to just kind of pick out the cultural differences and, you know, just kind of be aware of them. You know, a lot of times in India, you have people who are always saying, yes, 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 I understand. And then when they actually do it, they're afraid to ask questions up front. And they think it's a cultural difference. But, you know, I think, like anything else, you have to just learn and figure it out. But, you know, as long as the expectations are in writing and the processes are there, I think most people are reasonably competent.
Okay. So my next question would have to be, what's an accomplishment that you're most proudest of?
Is working for 10 years without reporting to anybody.
Okay. What specific advice would you give to someone thinking about getting into your position?
I would think that, you know, even though I just went on for how long, it's great how not to have to work for anybody. I also think that for the first couple of years working for myself, I probably didn't have like a really good plan in place. I was just working for myself for the sake of working for myself. And I probably would have been better served having a job. So just because you want to work for yourself doesn't mean you should just start a company for the sake of starting a company. Definitely have to have like a clear plan and a definition of what you want to do and what you want to achieve and, you know, how you're going to survive, because sometimes you make bad decisions based upon the fact that you need to pay bills when you're your own company, and it becomes counterproductive when you're, you know, doing stuff that's not really trying to lead you to your end goal. So as long as you have a plan, your clear expectations of what you want to do, and, you know, save as much money as you can so you have the flexibility that if you want to ever want to walk away, you can.
Okay. So I guess my next question would be, what is the best advice someone told you?
Oh, the best advice somebody told me. Be successful early in your career as possible.
Okay. What do you like define as being successful?
I would say, in my opinion, the definition of somebody successful is somebody who doesn't have to work if they don't want to, and that doesn't mean they're necessarily quote-unquote millionaire. I mean, if you can somehow have an income that pays for your bills without really having to work that much, and you're successful, then you have the freedom to do whatever you want.
Okay. Going back to web media analytics, was there any time that you guys thought that, you guys encountered stresses?
Every day.
Every day?
Every day, stressful. You know, every time where payroll is due, it's stressful. Even if you make sales, cash flow is always an issue. I don't think until 5 to 7 years in did we feel comfortable that we knew that we were, you know, always going to be able to pay our bills and everything like that. So it's always stressful. And, you know, I think there's a famous Malcolm Forbes saying, which I'm sure I'll butcher, is that if you don't have stress, you don't have a business.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess that wraps it up for today. Thank you again.
Awesome.